Brian Golf Show is back, presented by our friends at Pinned Golf. Lowering scores, not bank accounts, with a damn good rangefinder. It's like normally $200, but it is the quality and the look, and it's got the feel, and it even has slope and pin seeker. Do they call it pin seeker technology? I don't know, man. That thing, damn thing vibrates whenever it hits the pin, okay? And we had a bunch of them that we sold. How many did we sell? You said you were only going to do like 15 of them.
Yeah, I think we sold 18.
Oh.
They were selling quickly, so I went in and I upped the number a little bit. I think I upped it to 20 to be safe once they were selling, and then we ended up at 18, which I feel is really good for a two-day sale.
Well, we sold them very quickly. So, but if you missed that sale, you can still go right now to pinnedgolf.com and enter the promo code Brian Golf and save big on your Pinned Golf range finder. The blackjack is where it's at, friends. Also, this past weekend, where was that? For our lovers, Valentine's Day, we celebrated by selling a shit ton of shit.
We did.
At steesandtees.com.
And it's not shit, it's good shit.
I know. Everything is shit to me. It's like shit. Man, it's good shit can be good shit. It can be bad shit.
It was another phenomenal weekend.
Huge.
And every sale continues to top the last sale. This by far was our biggest sale. And I know we say that every sale, but we continue to get new customers. We continue to get, like, it's incredible. Because today, actually, I went through and we always do thank you, you know, handwritten thank you cards and stuff like that to the first time buyers. And I went through today and it took me every bit of 2-3 hours to print out labels for the new customers, which is just fantastic. And if you get a letter in the mail from Steez and Tees, don't throw it away. It might have something special in it. Some of them do, some of them don't, but don't just throw it away because you might get something, a little something in there. But again, I know we say it over and over again, but truly thank you so much for a fantastic weekend. We wouldn't be able to continue to do these if you guys didn't continue to sell them out. I think we ended up on Sunday night when I took the site down, I think we only had like 86 pieces left for sale. Other than the Grayson stuff. And when I say the Grayson stuff, because we have like thousands of the Grayson, the old Grayson. But as far as like all the logos, we had at the beginning of the sale, we had over like 1,500 pieces. We ended up, I think, with 86 pieces left, which is just insane. I was texting you, I think Saturday morning, and I'm like, we're not going to have enough stuff. We're going to run out of stuff, which is a good problem to have. And because of that, we're actually going to do another sale Easter weekend. So that's the first weekend in April. We'll do another logo sale. We'll have some other non-logoed stuff as well. But that will be our next sale. So first weekend in April, we will do another sale.
Is that like Masters Week by chance or close to it?
I don't know. I just know I know the sale starts on Good Friday. That's all I know.
Oh, see, I don't know. It sounds like a Masters sale to me. Do we have anything cool that we're selling? Like, you know, like we had the hot dog party stuff, which what? There's 4 head covers left on hot dog party.
Yeah. So our next fun release is actually March. So the first, when we are at Battle at the Beach, we have a fun new little line.
It's fun to us. It's fun to me. I teased it a little bit on the 3-wood head cover.
I think it should be fun to everybody, because everybody that has come into the store and seen it, they're like, what is this? This gives me all the feels.
How cool does this look on my head right now?
You're going to wear it at Battle at the Beach, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
It's cool. If you don't like it, that's okay. I won't judge you, but you'll be lame.
It'll be cool. We worked with our friend Coobs Golf on the 3-wood head covers.
I can't even.
And I love it. I have it in my bag, and I got a bunch of compliments on it, and they don't even know what the hell it is.
They're fucking sick.
Yeah.
It's by far the best head cover we have ever done, and I'm not just saying that. I sent them the design. He sent me the mock-up, and I was like, holy shit. I ordered X amount, and then I went back, and I ordered double because I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. How good is that? So thank you all for another great sale at steesandtees.com. It makes Mel very happy because of all the hard work she puts into it.
It's a lot of work.
Let it be known. For real, I put zero into steesandtees.com as far as the sale goes. You put everything into that. So that's all Mel's doing. Everybody that goes there, you are not just supporting what we do, but you are supporting Mel, because it's like her baby at this point. You've taken over Steez and Tees completely.
Yeah, I have. And I just want to say a quick little thank you to everybody that does go out of their way and message during the sale, after the sale, and just one, thanking us for doing it. It definitely is a lot of work. We don't get a huge return for it. We try to keep the prices as low as we can. But I love being able to get the deal and pass it on to all of you.
Yeah.
Truly, truly, that is what I live for. And I get a rush when I see how much everybody's able to buy at such a discounted price. So it's a lot of work. But from the bottom of my heart, I can't say it enough. I appreciate every single one of you that reaches out and thanks me. You might not know it's me. You might not know who it is, but you do DM constantly and just say, thank you for doing this. It means a lot. So it's everything.
Well, and it needs to be known, like the guy that has all of the guy that we work with on the sale. Okay. He wants us to charge way more.
Yeah.
Like he wants to charge way more. And so we take out of, I'll say your cut.
Correct.
To actually provide the deal. I mean, it is a big Mel thing.
He says what, so we, our buyer, quote unquote, our buyer, our guy on the inside.
He's our guy.
He says, hey, this is what I've got. Pick through it. This is what I found. Take what you want. I take what I want. And he says, I need X amount. So at that point, I then say, well, okay, if you want X amount, then I've got to set the price for this. So I try to keep it to where I make something because it does take a lot of my time. But I also, there's nothing more than I love than to being able to keep it super cheap.
And that's how it all started, like with the shoes, right?
Yeah.
We could have, like, this is 4 years ago, and we talk about shoes every once in a while. It comes up. And if you know about the shoes, then you know that, you know, we could have sold them for a lot more. And we
I drove all over the state of Florida to make $10 a shoe.
It was a fucking rush. That's what it was. And that's what we did it for.
It was everything. And I loved it. And I loved how excited everybody got when they got their shoes at an incredible price.
Right.
So for me, that's everything.
Keeping that going.
Moving on.
Steezandtees.com. We've got Battle at the Beach coming. We just announced the pod. So hope everyone saw the pods. Our pod is stacked. I mean, they're all like, as far as everybody's grouping and handicap, everybody's so tight. It's actually going to be really funny to see how much tighter the race for the pod is this year.
I'll have to say the like best pod and the worst pod, they're so close within their pod. Like some of the other guys.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
But,
right.
But the worst pod too. Like I look at the names and I go,
the worst pod.
I mean, it is. I'm sorry. The highest handicap.
Yeah.
Sorry guys. I love y'all. Sorry.
The pod that Nick and Jeff are in.
Yeah.
The
losers are in this pod. but no, like I just go, I mean, I've not seen like Zach and them play a ton, but I've seen them play a little bit. And I just go, they're going to be kind of tight. You've got Lee and George, I think, in that same pod with Nick. And I've seen both of them play really well. So it's like, it's going to be very interesting. The top pod and the bottom pod are going to be the two best pods to watch by far. I love y'all all. Y'all are all going to be fun. But I think as far as like, I don't know in those pods who's actually going to make it out.
But if you look at the middle pods, and if you don't know what we're talking about, the pods, this Battle at the Beach is organized by handicap. It's a gross event organized by handicap, and we divide everybody up into four pods. So two pods have six teams, two pods have seven teams. And I'm just telling you, just going off handicap, looking at the pods, you can see the names. You can see everyone, if you missed it, at Steez and Tees on Instagram. If you go to the middle two pods, they are, and I mean middle two handicap pods, they're like four handicaps and seven handicaps mixed in. There's no like, you know what I'm saying? There's no like, disparity.
Do you have Jason Barney and Chris Boylan in the same pod?
No.
Okay. So Jason Hall is in whose pod?
So Jason Hall is in, Thor, Chris K. I'm just naming off some names.
God.
Dallas Ward, Barney. And,
dang, so
and
that's Gordon, a good one too.
Gordon and Samson, they're new guys that have, they're the lowest handicap in this pod. I'm telling you though, it's fucking tight. This pod four, like we should place bets on this shit. And we should do that now.
That's a close pod.
Yeah. We needed to do that. But then you got pod three. So Boylan would be in
partner.
But his partner's little bit higher handicapped.
Yep,
so
they went
down and look.
So Jason Hall is in Boylan?
No. Pod four. Jason Hall is with Barney and Dallas.
Okay.
Dallas has a new partner this year.
Yeah.
He didn't bring McKill. I don't even I even played with the guy. He was awesome. And then Eric Church lookalike and Chris K, they're in that pod. Man, so that's going to be a good pod. Pod four and pod one, Those are going to be the ones. Me and Johnny got to work.
Who's the biggest party pod? Who wins party pod? That should be a thing.
Party pod is look.
Who's in Barney's pod?
I fucking already told you.
I know, but Thor.
That's not party pod. That's like they're gonna get trash pod.
That's party pod.
No, party pod is Nick Paquet, Jeff.
We have not seen them since last Battle at the Beach. Is that for real?
Stupid COVID. Stupid.
I'm sad they're not in our room. Thanks, David.
Nick, yeah, that'll be good. My cousin David's playing. He's in our pod. That's gonna be tough. Like our pod's good. Him and Ben.
Ben's a stud.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've got David like hitting the ball better than he's ever hit because he finally got golf
clubs.
You kind
of sabotage yourself. You fit like 4 or 5 people the event in the last couple of weeks. And it's like, what are you doing? These people are like hitting the ball better than they've ever hit. And they're going to go beat you.
I kid you not. I have thought about that.
Yeah.
Not just for Battle at the Beach. I'm just in general. Like, it's like playing with a guy yesterday. I played with a guy yesterday and he just hit the ball so good. And he was lights out. And I'm still sitting there going, God, if I had this dude in here for 3 hours to dial him in, he'd be that much better. And it's like, no, he doesn't need to be better. Yeah. He's already stomping everybody. So I got a little bit of a preview for BATB by going and playing in a 2-man event with our buddy Matt Saxton.
Yeah.
Sax, Matt.
Sinlon.
Matty Sax.
He did our putting green.
Yep. So Matty Sax and I played in a 2-man at Conservatory. So the course that we started out on, I even used the Battle at the Beach ball marker there throughout the tournament.
We all got way too drunk to play that golf course again. Let's just be real.
Yeah. So the first year of Battle at the Beach, we did 2 rounds on the ocean, 1 round on the conservatory. We go to the conservatory and everybody was just,
I don't know if anybody remembers the bus ride. I really don't.
I don't know if anybody remembers what the conservatory looks like.
I don't.
Other than me.
The only thing, and I'm not bragging about this. I'm not like, but legitimately the only thing I remember about the conservatory is a couple of minutes on the bus ride there. And then I remember being there and I remember, apparently I hung out with like Thor and Blaine and I hung out with them a decent amount, but I remember there being streamers and I don't know where the streamers came from, but I remember Rob Greer, Dr. Rob, like frolicking with streamers. Yep. I have like a video or something, but that's the only thing I remember. And then I think I remember on the bus ride home, it was just you and I, and I think I cried. I don't know.
No, you didn't cry.
Okay, I didn't cry.
No, you were hilarious.
I was
like, you were drunk.
You want to talk about lights
you
out.
You were messed up. We're still trying to find our way back from that moment.
Yeah. So after that, we never will go there again. It was a long bus ride. It was hard to get everybody. One guy wanted to go like take a shower in between. We had like 10 minutes to.
He's like, hey, can I go to the, and I'm not going to say who it is. He's like, hey, can I go take a quick shower real quick? And I'm like, dude, that bus right there.
We're leaving in 5 minutes.
Leaving us.
Like,
and he comes back and he's like, dude, I'll be real quick. I'll be real quick. He comes back to me like, I don't know, 20 minutes later or something. He's like, dude, I just really had to take a shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but, just tell me like,
but
dude,
legit, like wait it.
Cause I'm sitting there looking like an idiot going, dude,
he's up there taking a shower, changing his clothes.
You don't have time to go take a shower.
I got time to wait on you to take a shit.
What am I going to say?
But I'm judging you for a shower. Cause you don't need it that bad, but you got to poop. I get it. Everybody's got to poop.
It's a terrible conversation. So anyway, so me and Matt.
So if you have to poop this year, just tell us you have to poop.
Yeah, we're okay with talking like that. So we're playing at Conservatory. This is a place that's like a little Battle at the Beach preview for me because it's a 2-man event. I'm trying to prime myself for Johnny Wonder. And I feel bad that Matt didn't get the best me, and Johnny Wonder is going to get the best me. Because
Johnny always gets the best Brian.
Johnny got half of the best Brian last year that we talk about last year.
He's going to be here in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so Johnny is
2 weeks
coming.
From today.
Listen, this is what's going on. Tuesday, Johnny's arriving. We're grinding in here. You won't even see me. You won't even know that you're married.
That's not anything new.
Won't even know that you're married. And then Wednesday, similar. I mean, we're going to content it up. We're going to hang. We're going to do some pod. You, me, Johnny. Can you imagine the three of us on a podcast together? It's going to be fantastic.
It's the best thing anybody ever listened to.
It would be. I think so. And so you've got Wednesday, grindage, hangout. And then what is Thursday?
Thursday, we're just open shop to anybody that wants to come in, hang out. We've got one of the guys from the event is getting fit in the afternoon, but in the morning we have a fit, but it's a friend of ours. So we're literally just doing a chill day. We're going to have drinks and just hang out. If anybody wants to stop by, they're more than welcome to.
Probably turn on the Kygo.
Yeah.
Because it's the only thing that we have.
Prop the door open and have a little block party.
We legitimately listen to nothing
no,
but
Brian Kygo. Legitimately listens to the same 10 songs over.
It's a whole playlist.
It's consisting of 10 songs.
If you go to Kygo.
And it's 10 songs. Well, there's about 30 songs, but they have remixes of the same song. So the same song's on there three times, just in a different remix.
Okay. This is legitimately 5 hours of Kygo. Maybe 4 hours of Kygo. Okay. Because I know, because I turn it on in the morning, and then boom, it goes on. But it's the same. It is the same playlist every day. But I love it. It's like my golf song. It's like my jam. So anyway, we're going to pump up the Kygo.
I'll create a playlist for that day.
No, we don't need to. We've got one. It's called Kygo. It's on. If you've got Spotify, go to Kygo, and it's like being here every single day. Anyway, with that being said, Johnny being here is going to be a lot of fun. And then it's off to battle at the beach. So we, me and Matt playing this two-man event. I just played average. I go through spurts. It's crazy. I did come to a slight revelation on the what's in the bag on my irons. You're going to hate this conversation.
We're going to move past it right now.
I think the Ricky irons are distracting.
You're stupid.
Because every time I look down at them, I'm thinking about everything about them. A lot of that. I mean, like...
You have another set.
A
so
lot
if you
of it.
Fuck them up, you have another
no,
set.
No, I would like to sell the other set. I'm about to, because I don't think my Mizunos are going to be here in time for Battle at the Beach. And even if they are, I don't think I'm ready to just slap them together and put them in the bag. I'm going to build back up my MBs. I'm going to leave the revs the way they are. True Temper sent me my shafts. So I've got the X1s, and I'm just going to put the old gamers back in for battle.
I'm quiet because you can't see my face right now.
What? Say it.
I'm sick to my stomach.
No, I'm serious.
I want you to play the Rickies. I see you hit them in the... Do you hit them that differently in the bay than you do outside?
No, it's just in the bay, you see the ball go straight, and you see the ball... I don't know how to say it. On the golf course, that straight and forward is very high. Like, it goes very high, and they're spinnier than my irons. So, with that being said, like, in the wind, they're a little harder to hit. Like, they'll go really high for me. So, I just want to kind of go back to, especially at battle, I don't know. It's really tough for me to say that, because I do hit them really, really well.
I feel like you're, like, going, like, you're that battered girlfriend that's like, oh, my God, I'm just going to go back to the ex-boyfriend because I know I know what it felt like. And even though when it was bad, it was still okay. Instead of just going, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to commit to these new irons and I'm going to play them.
That's not how that works. That's not how golf clubs work.
I just feel like you're settling for...
Greatness? Settling for old faithful.
It's not always
it's old faithful. Here's what
it's
it comes
not always great. It's here's, not always greatness.
Here's what it comes down to. You and me go out. We go play golf. And I've got the Rickies in the bag, right? I got the revs. And I go hit a
I go, fuck, this guy is hot. Look at his fucking golf clubs. Nobody else has those. He must be fucking awesome.
And then when it's just me and you, I do play very well. But then you get in a tournament and you've got different shots that you have to hit. I can't tell you. Listen, hold on. I can't tell you a single shot this week, these 2 days that I hit with those irons where I'm like, damn, that needed to be my other irons. Like in Ocala, right. I did. I had that moment a couple of times where I'm like, I really feel like if I had my other irons.
So I think it's not more about in that. Your head.
It's literally what the ball is doing and knowing what the ball is doing.
We're going to go to Tim Aquana and I'm going to see what the ball's doing.
When I hit them, it's not a matter of contact and striking them well. It's a matter of the ball doing and looking like what it normally looks like. And it's just different. And I don't want to adjust that. Not at Battle at the Beach. There's a different soul on there. And if you've ever played at the Ocean Course or Conservatory.
Are you crying?
Imagine. I am starting to cry. No, I got something in my eye. Think the fairways there are so kind of thin and patchy sometimes. Those Rickies are dangerous. They're dangerous. But then again, I don't I didn't hit them bad. So I think I'm going to go back to like what I'm comfortable with, what I'm like Old Faithful, because yeah. I trust them.
The ex-girlfriend.
It's not the ex-girlfriend. It's the wife. I'm going back to the wife. The Rickies were the mistress and the MBs is my wife. And I just want my wife back. Like I thought about it and I was like, you know, this is good and it's fun on Friday and Saturday nights, but I really like the stability and, you know, I really like the comfort that comes with having someone that loves me back and doesn't just want me for my hot body.
Gotcha.
Cause that's what the mistress is. And that's what the Rev 33s are. That being said, that's on my agenda at some point in the next week. Now, if my Mizuno showed
up. We're not even talking about Mizunos.
If they would have showed up yesterday, I would be shafting those up, building those up, and I'd be like,
apparently,
all right.
I forgot to pay
for
them.
Let's see what those are. You did, actually. That's why they're delayed.
I didn't
they
do it.
They just sat there.
I swear I didn't do it on purpose.
No, that's bullshit. You did, because they were just sitting there.
They were sitting there ready to go, and I just didn't pay for them.
Well, they'll be here in a week or two. But anyway, so that's what's up for me. Good tournament. I had fun playing with Matt, by the way. Super good, super competitive.
Yeah, great guy.
He's
a stud.
He really strikes it so well. Rolls it really well.
First time you guys have ever played together, too, though. And
that's a lot of pressure, right. too. And I'll say this, and I don't know if he listens to our podcast. He normally listens to, like, Joe Rogan and... Playing with in a two-man event, you've got two sides of it, right? You've got the pressure of, I don't want to let my partner down. And then you have the pressure of the tournament, in a sense. And the pressure that you put on yourself of, I've never played with Matt. We just said, let's do this. We meant to play together. But now this is my first round playing. You don't want to suck, right? And so you hit some bad shots. You hit some good shots and whatever. Like I went out... Hit a terrible tee shot on my first hole and then came back and birdied the next, right? So it was like, okay, cool, settle me down. And then
Did
I played
you talk about
pretty
your
average.
Eagle?
No, so we played and we ended up shooting 70-70. So two rounds under par, which is very good. We shot 70 because our last hole was a like 550-yard par five or whatever it was. I don't know. It was deep. I cranked my drive and had 270 to the hole, back right pin, flew it all the way there with three wood, drained the 15-footer for eagle. That ended up giving us a skin, $800, the only skin, $800. And then we split it, of course, because we're teammates.
Well, the best score today was only, what, 69?
Well, that was today.
I'm saying that today the best score was 69.
Today, the best score was 69. We shot 70 today, and we're sitting here, we thought, man, we had to count two bogeys and a double.
You guys played
and
six?
And we lost by four.
Six?
Yeah. There are five teams ahead of us.
Yeah.
We lost by four. And we...
I mean, there were only seven teams, but y'all still did really good.
We legit...
I'm kidding.
No, there were 14 teams in our flight. There were 14 teams in our flight. But out of everybody, you know, there's like 50-some teams. There were 40-some teams. I don't know what... Maybe it was 30 teams. Fuck it. It was 69. Best score.
Yeah.
There was a team in the super senior flight that shot... 62 yesterday.
Oh, super seniors.
Yeah, old dudes, but they got game.
Well, they get to play a couple those, key boxes.
Those guys shot 69 today. So it was it was more difficult today. Yeah. So, you know, Matt and I are sitting there going, shit, we're like as up and down as our round was, we had spurts where we played solid golf together. We didn't ham and egg it very well, which is what Johnny and I have to do a battle at the beach. We just need to ham and egg it. Really, what needs to happen... You know, taking what we just did this week, and I do play the ocean course way better. I'm more comfortable in the ocean course than the conservatory. If you look at like the conservatory course, even though there's like some wide open fairways, it's just a bunch of shit. Like Tom Watson's like, let me throw mounds of sand over here and bunkers here. And you're like constantly trying to avoid all this shit that's really never in your way. I need to be the steady guy for Johnny. That's what I need to be. And then, he needs to just show up every three or four holes. And I got him. And we're going to do well at Battle at the Beach. But I'm glad I played with Matt. We're going to do it again because I think we got something. We just – look, he just had his little baby. Who's his little tank. He's a cute dude. But he's a handful. So he hadn't been playing as much. I've obviously been practicing and playing a good amount. But I'm so happy that I've played. This is the most tournament golf I've played.
I know we had a guy come to the shop today And I opened the door and I'm like, I'm sorry, we're not open today. I'm here, but we're not open. And he's like, oh, where's Brian? I said, he's playing an event. And he goes, well, hell, last time I came by the shop, he was playing in an event too. And I go, oh God, I'm so sorry. He goes, yeah, last time you gave me his business card. Is he just always playing events? I said, actually, no. Like, he never plays events. You just came by at like the two worst times ever. Yeah, he just had hip surgery and wants to get fit, but he wants to know if you want him to wait, like to recover a little bit more, or what you think. But
that's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, that's a long conversation. Yeah. I think.
Or he's going to come back tomorrow.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go play in a tournament tomorrow. It was just funny.
He's like, last time I was here, he was gone at a tournament.
Yeah. So this is the most tournament golf, but I did that on purpose. And again, it goes back to like, I want to play in the Florida Amateur this year. It's at Stream Song. I want to go to Stream Song and I want to play competitive golf on the red and blue.
You guys start playing better in these tournaments.
And that's just it. I can't.
You can't be embarrassing me because it's fucking embarrassing.
It kind of is.
You're like those pros that shoot 98.
No, my God, those guys exist.
I would love, maybe we could get one of these guys on one time to just explain it and just their thought process. Because I truly, I'm not knocking it. I would love to know what goes through their head and why they think they can play professionally and put up 98s. I get it once in a while. I get it. You had a bad fucking day.
No, I don't get it.
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I don't get it. I'm just saying. I don't know how you justify it to your family, to your sponsors, to all these people that are supporting you. I truly don't get it. Or even yourself, how you don't look at yourself and go, fuck, I'm shooting 98. You're shooting in the 90s. You have no business being a professional golfer and not having a job. Go get a fucking job. Play it for fun. And maybe if you start shooting better scores, then think about it.
I think there's anxiety attached to it. You know, from playing tournament golf, I can tell you there's out of 36 holes in a tournament, there are 9 holes minimum that I am nervous as fuck.
Right. But if you did it for a living,
that's why I'm playing more.
It's different. And if you aren't a person that can deal with that and get past that, you probably should not be doing that.
Yeah.
And that's just honest to God truth.
Well, and I think, I mean, like, you know, for a lot of these guys, like, there's a difference between being a good amateur and there's a difference between being a aspiring tour pro. It's cool to aspire to do things, but if you're not at home on your golf course shooting 62 to 65 every single day, you probably need to just go be an amateur. Get your amateur status and go be a badass amateur that shoots 67 to 72.
Actually, I'd rather you be an amateur than to go be a pro and shit the bed all the time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's the lightning in a bottle thing. Like they think, you know, hey, any given Sunday, that kind of deal, right?
It takes,
you know,
more than one Sunday.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Well, actually, they were talking about that on Sirius XM. They were talking about these pro guys they're giving people opportunity to play, and they're giving them like one sponsor's exemption. It's like, No. The dude's from Ohio. He hasn't been playing any golf. And all of a sudden, you give him an exemption into Pebble Beach.
Right.
He's going to shit the bed.
Right.
He's got no way to be successful.
No.
And now he looks like the guy that you're talking about.
Right.
When he actually probably is a stick. But there's like a certain level of preparedness. Really cool conversation. I would love to actually like have that conversation with those players.
Yeah, that'd be a good pod.
And see. I mean,
yeah, I'm not knocking you. I just want to know your logic. Like, I want to know the logic behind it.
I feel like I can beat most of these guys on any given day, but then I shot 84 in that Florida Amateur qualifier.
But you're also not aspiring to be a pro.
But I'm aspiring to be a good amateur.
Right, but that's not your
84
job.
84 is not a good amateur.
If your job is to be a golfer, you better learn how to fucking play golf quick.
I think my job, though.
Go hook on the side or something, but you better be bringing some fucking money in.
Hook on the side.
Because I'm not supporting your
ass. You know what I think the problem is? They're not living that T-dub life. And we talked about it. I think that they need to get laid more often because they would go to the first tee
with
swagger.
Maybe they're getting laid too much, and that's why he thinks he's a fucking stud.
If you get laid too much, you're going to go to the first tee with swagger. This is my thing.
But he might have too much swagger. He might be like, I'm the fucking shit. He's not. And then he proves himself because he's feeling real good about himself because he just got some. And now he's like, oh, I'm fucking awesome, when really he's not.
Well, this is clearly the most vulgar pod we've ever had. Can we get a shit and fuck count on this one?
Sorry.
It's got to be in the dozens.
I had too many margaritas before the podcast.
You had a margarita before the podcast? What? I didn't know that.
What do you think that bottle was on the kitchen counter?
I didn't pay attention at
when
all.
When I said, hey, will you go get the margaritas out of the back refrigerator?
I didn't
and you
go
ignored
get
me?
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't go get them. Okay. Well, that explains a lot. No, I can. I guess there's two parts to that. If you get it in the night before or that morning and you go to the first tee, you have two attitudes. One attitude, I'm money, I'm the man. I feel really good about myself. I'm just going to go low. Watch this, firing at all pins. And then the other part is, hey, no matter what I shoot today, I'm still getting laid tonight. So like, who cares? And then you just blow it up. That's that attitude though. That's the attitude that person could have. They could have the A attitude or the B attitude.
I think you're wrong.
Well, I think that actually is a conversation that I would love to dive really deep into.
Well, now you've got two new podcast topics.
Well, I think everyone would love to have a 30-minute pod on that topic or the other one too.
Maybe you should do a call-in.
Do some lives. We could do call-ins. Is there a way, and we're going to wrap up the podcast if you're still here, is there a way to connect our worthless work phone here to this?
Why are you asking me?
I'm just asking because I think you would know that sort of thing.
I don't see like a telephone jack.
A Bluetooth, anything like that?
Your cell phone.
Yeah, you can do that. But again, now I've got to give everybody my cell phone number.
I can forward the calls to my cell phone.
And then connect to here?
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. It's pod's over. It's Brian Golf Show. It's presented by Penn Golf. Thanks so much for listening.